and wonderfully. God morning, God morning, God morning. We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call on this Trust God's Timing Tuesday. Let us go to God in prayer. Most gracious and everlasting Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, and we celebrate you. We honor you. We bow down before you, and we worship you because you are amazing. We thank you because you are our shepherd, and we thank you because your presence is here in this telecommunication sanctuary known as the Master's Call. We thank you for our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for each and every single family member that has dialed into this line now and for each one that will listen later, God. I thank you, Father God, for Artists International, for Papa Diaz de Leon and Mama Armita Diaz de Leon and the Diaz de Leon family, God. I thank you for every product that you have prepared for us in Artists International. I thank you that we are transforming and reshaping the world, oh God. I thank you right now for our speaker that will come this morning, Coach L.A., Lance Waterman, and I thank you for his wife, Lori Waterman. I pray, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus that you will continue to do greater and new things in their lives, oh God. And as we come right now here on the Master's Call, I pray that this day, as we trust God's timing Tuesday, God, that you would enhance us, enrich us, and empower us as we begin our day. I speak now that this call will go forth clear, free, unhindered, and uncontaminated in the mighty name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every person on this call because we know that the blood still works. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. And at this time, it is an honor to bring to you this morning our host for this morning, Minister Kai. Are you out there this morning?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Well, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that great tag, Trust God's Timing Tuesday, and for seating and greeting the family. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name, as Minister Tiffany told you, is Minister Kai, and I reside in the fabulous city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning on the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings as you begin your day. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God reverence, honor, glory, and to praise his name as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two outstanding women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And the mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because God is a God of order, we know that when this call was founded, it was founded on Scripture. And that Scripture is Psalms 88:13. And it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Here on the Master's Call, we begin this call in prayer. With prayer, as Minister Tiffany did, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you will continue your day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each day, Monday through Friday, at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Central Time, and 5 a.m. Pacific Time. And you can dial in by dialing 712-432-0075, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Each day, you can listen to the recording of the current message for that day by dialing 712-432-1085 and using the PIN code 957-677-POUND. All of the message has been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word of that the Lord has given you, or if you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or Minister Robert, our prayer general, will get back with you as soon as possible. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, hosted by our very own Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. And they keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. Again, the MMC number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. And we know that every Wednesday, the MMC is hosted by our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts on the Ambassador's Call. And again, that number is 530-881-1300. All roads lead to Orlando, Florida, Father's Day weekend. That's right, all roads lead to Orlando, Florida, Father's Day weekend for the Artists Global Conference Spectacular, which is hosted by our very own Kings of Artists. That's June 13th through the 15th, and it's a family affair. Please visit the website at artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. There will be a church service on Sunday, hosted by the TMC family. If you're interested in helping out with the service, please send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. So now I'm going to move out the way for this extraordinary, mighty man of valor to come forth and bring the message. Minister Lance Waterman, also known as Coach L.A., make a decision, move now, is the mantra Coach L.A. has embodied as a certified life coach, professional coach, health and wellness coach, business coach, and executive coach with World Coach Institute and Dream Release Coaching. Coach L.A. is committed to helping individuals transform their minds, bodies, and spirits by creating and accomplishing powerful goals and developing a life plan. Through his flagship coaching program, Prepare for Success Now and Defeat Procrastination, Coach LA inspires and empowers individuals to take their lives to the next level and tap into the greatness that is within them. As a coach, leader, and visionary, Lance works with leaders and managers that are being pressured to squeeze more results out of their team and show them how to use personal coaching techniques with their team so that they can double their productivity and profitability. He launched Speak Ministry in June of 2012 to empower individuals to take responsibility for their health and wellness and spiritual man. Speak Ministry conducts a weekly empowerment call designed to provide practical information, resources, and tips to enable every individual to achieve success in their mind, body, and spirit. Coach LA is a husband. He is a man of God. He is empowered. His passion and commitment to see men and youth excel in all areas of their lives compels him to launch Youth, Our Next Generation in 2003. Since then, he has been involved in numerous youth initiatives, activities. Additionally, he works with various men's organizations and outreach ministries for 25 and 14 years, respectively. As a health and wellness coach and inspirational speaker, Coach LA is available for one-on-one coaching groups, seminars, speaking, and ministerial engagements. His area of expertise, youth, men, health, and wellness, and mind master training. Coach LA provides a free 45-minute consultation to help individuals make a decision, move now. Without further ado, I present to some and introduce to other, none other than our man of the hour, Coach L.A., are you there?
Wow, wow, wow. Minister Kai, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. The platform
Thank
is yours.
You.
Take it away.
Thank you for that introduction. Thank you, Minister Tiffany and Minister Robin, this entire community. Really, thank you for the opportunity that you have given me that through God, all things work together for the good. Today's topic, and I'll be very brief, is when God gets your attention. When God gets your attention. Amen. It's simple. God's messages to us are always important and timely. I'm going to say that again. God's messages to us are always, always, always important and timely, and they deserve our complete attention. So why is it that when God speaks to us, some of us are not reacting in kind or acting accordingly to what God is doing in and through our lives? Why are we not giving God our full attention? Probably because some of us are not aware of how God gets your attention. One of the simplest ways God gets our attention is by making us restless. You know, I got up this morning, I was restless. I was restless. Not because I didn't know what I wanted to do, not because I was lost, and not because I was confused. It's because I have so many things I want to accomplish. I got up energetic. I got up enthusiastic. I got up motivated and just, you know, just ready to inspire, to get all the download that God wanted to download into my life. So God gets your attention by making you restless. How many of you really can say this morning that you got up a little restless, but you know you displaced that restlessness and you attached it to something negative? Well, God is getting your attention. God is getting your attention. God got Minister Tiffany's attention. She got up and she named the day. Amen. She named the day. So God gets your attention. God got Minister Kai's attention this morning. God got her attention. She had to get up and she had to read this information. He got her attention. How many of you can honestly say God has gotten your attention, but you don't know how to react to it? Well, God also gets your attention through a spoken word. A second way that God gets our attention is by the word of God, through someone else. Someone else can speak a word, a prophet, another pastor, a friend. I remember I was fighting in the morning. I got on the train, and this woman out of the blue said to me, "You didn't pray this morning." She got my attention through God. God gets your attention through a spoken word, through a prophet, through a message, through Bible study. But we're not spending the proper time to download. This is the second way God gets your attention, through a spoken word. Another way God gets your attention is an unusual blessing. How many of you have gotten a blessing from God and you didn't recognize that it was going to be downloaded that way? You're like, wow, thank you, Lord. I just didn't know it was going to come this way. Because, see, we're always trying to tell God how to bless us. Instead of allowing God to bless us, we're trying to dictate to God how we should be blessed. We want to tell God, well, God, you know what? If you don't bless me today, I might have to go to that plan B. And then we think we got God's attention. But God said, no, I got your attention. So an unusual blessing is how God also gets our attention. This is a third way where how God speaks to us. No doubt this method most people prefer by being blessed by God in an unusual way. Everybody wants to be blessed by God in an unusual way. And God will do that if we allow God to just be God. If we take the handcuffs off God, if we stop trying to put pressure on God, God knows exactly what you need. He knows exactly what you got up wanting. He knows what you stand in need of. But his word never, never, never comes back void. He said, I know the plans I have for you. They're plans to prosper you, plans to give you an expected end, an expected end. You just have to have a no matter what attitude, that no matter what, I'm going to stand for God and he's going to bless you. So God blesses us in an unusual blessing. God also blesses us through unanswered prayer. He gets our attention through unanswered prayer. There's just some things that you should not have that you want. There's some things that God has to detour you, throw you off course because you're headed into a danger zone. So unanswered prayer, this is the fourth method. This is not pleasant, nor is it desirable. Sometimes God will answer a prayer with a no, and I spoke about this some time ago. God will answer your prayer with just a N and a O. Then we walk away with our tail between our behinds, and we're mad at God. But sometimes we just need to just marinate on that no and ask God, well, there has to be a reason why you said no to this prayer. You have to seek God. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. David begged God to save his infant son's life, but the child died. God loves everybody equally, but he has a different plan for each and every one of us. He has a different purpose for our lives. In this case, the child's death was used to get David's attention. How many of us have gotten God's attention through an untimely death of a loved one? Lord, you took it too early. I lost my mother and father consecutively in 2 months' time, a January and a February. Just like that, boom, years ago. Sure, it was untimely to me, but it was the right time to God. So God gets our attention through an unanswered prayer. Sure, we don't want loved ones to leave us, but God knows the right time. God gets also your attention through disappointments. Yesterday, some of you went to bed disappointed about something or the other. God will sometimes use disappointment to get us to listen. Sometimes it is best that we listen to the voice of God. In Numbers 14, the nation of Israel was poised at the border of the promised land, ready to take possession of it. However, their spy committee voted 10-2 against possessing what God promised to give them in battle. Remember, almost immediately, the people regretted their choice and acknowledged they had sinned, but it was too late. While there must have been a tremendous sense of disappointment and mourning, God certainly had their attention. So God gets your attention through disappointment. He gets your attention through extraordinary circumstances. He gets your attention through defeat. He gets your attention through financial troubles. Man, I remember the time when God told me and my wife to leave our home after 11 years. We were so backed up in our mortgage, we weren't getting a mortgage modification. God just simply said no. He says, pack up your boxes and leave this place. We had surely seen some financial troubles, but we did not know that once we were obedient to what God had told us to do, there was a blessing that awaited us. So we walked into a bigger home paying $2,600 less. Recently, God said, you know what, leave that job. I did not know there was a blessing behind leaving the $107,000 income that I was getting from that job. And just last week, God said, go to Florida. I was going to allow $800 to derail and detour my blessing. God, he provided the means. I went and bam, a blessing awaited me. How many of you today are allowing your financial troubles to derail the blessings that God wants to download into your life? So what you got up and you're 3 months behind rent? So what you got up and they tell you there's going to be some cutbacks? So what you got up and your car might be impounded or you know, they take the car away? So what? If you are truly seeking the kingdom of God, God says, I have riches beyond your imagination. God said, I will provide your needs according to your riches, glory, which in Christ Jesus. So what you know, you got $2 in the bank and the bill collectors are calling you. answer the phone and tell them, hey, I can't do it right now, but I surely will do it next week. God gets our attention through financial troubles, through some financial devastation. Remember in Judges, every man did what was right in his own eyes, and the nation fell into idolatry and disobedience. God has to bring the wrath down to you when you're disobedient. But when you are trusting in God, oh, hallelujah, those financial troubles will go away. And the last thing I want to talk about, how God gets your attention, and unfortunate but fortunate, he gets it through tragedy. He gets it through sickness, and he gets it through affliction. While we must never look at someone else's situation and presume why God allows suffering, we should regard our tragedies and afflictions as reasons to ask the Lord, what are you trying to say? Lord, speak to me that I might listen, that I might hear your voice. Because too often other people are in your ear trying to tell you what to do. So let's go over some of those ways how God gets your attention quickly. He gets it through a spoken word. He gets it through an unusual blessing. He gets your attention through an unanswered prayer. He gets it through disappointment. He gets your attention through extraordinary circumstances. He gets it through defeat, because every battle are not ours to win. Even in the losing, is always a blessing. He gets it through financial troubles, and we last that we said he gets it through tragedy, sicknesses, and affliction. Minister Tiffany, Minister Kai, back to you.
My God, my God, my God, what an amazing word. When God gets your attention, let us go to the Father in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the message, when God gets your attention. We thank you for the man of God. We ask that your blessings, grace, wisdom, mercy, and virtue rest upon Minister Lance and his wife, Lori. Be with them in all that they do as they delight themselves in you. Give them your Jeremiah 29:11 plan. We thank you for all that you are doing in our lives. We thank you for both the yes and the no, Lord. We understand that the no is necessary sometimes. We understand for your perfect will to rest, rule, abide, and in our lives, it requires a no. We will continue to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and we know that all these things will be added unto us as we do your will. We thank you for the healing virtue. We know that cancer is a name, and it must bow down to the name of Jesus. Every sickness, every disease, every ache, every pain is a name. And Jesus is the name above all names. And these things must line up with the word of God. We thank you for every person on this line. You know every need, every want, every desire before we can even speak it. And we know you hear us, Father, because we are your children. So we thank you in advance for both your yes and your no. See, because your no comes to protect us. It comes to help us live the lives that you desire for us. Father, you know every need, every prayer request, spoken and unspoken, and I speak life into the situation, Father. Life, your blood, your giving of life, Father. And Father, those things that you want to die and to be cut off, Father, that will be done as well. Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the messenger and the message that has come forth. We are so excited about what you are doing, Father. We just desire to be in your perfect will, walking only in what you have for us. Father, if you don't will it, we do not want it, because we know that in your presence is the fullness of joy. And we desire to be in your presence. So, Lord, we thank you right now. We ask that you touch every person on this line. We ask that you give them the desires of their heart as they are walking according to your will. Father, we know that you have a plan, Jeremiah 29:11, and that plan is perfect. There are no accidents or incidents or mistakes in that plan. That plan gives us exactly what you purpose for us. So we thank you for it. We praise you for it. We magnify you, and we plead the blood hedge of protection around every life on this line. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you and we praise you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. I'll give you a few announcements, and then I'll bring Minister Lance back to the call to give us our benediction. Again, every day, Monday through Friday, immediately following this call, is the MMC call, and that number is, 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598#. Again, 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598#. Again, June 13th through the 15th, all roads lead to Orlando for the Artists Global Conference Spectacular. That's June 13th through the 15th. All information can be found on the website, artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. You know, continue to be wise steward, putting the extra money aside as needed. Do an extra show if you need to. Sell an extra body magic, but don't necessarily require God to give us a miracle. We can be good stewards. Again, June 13th through the 15th, all roads lead to Orlando. Minister Lance, would you come forward and give us our benediction?
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, in life, we're going to experience some ups and some downs. But see, God's word always stays the same. It's not an up and down word. It's constant. But you have to be rest assured that God's word comes back to us true and not void. He said in Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know the plans I have for you. See, you were born in his likeness. The mind of Christ is in you, and his, and God's DNA is all in you. So why are you walking beneath your privileges? Why are you downtrodden? Why are you worrying about things you have no control over? He said, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you an expected end. You see, that expected end awaits you. But there's some things that God has to either take away or put into you to make you ready for that expected end. The Bible also says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What are you seeking after this morning? Your own righteousness? Your own selfish desires? Or the things that God wants for you? My brothers and sisters, take comfort that God knows everything that's going on in your life today. Cast all your cares to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. I pray that you would go out and make somebody else's day a great day, because God has a plan just for you, a plan to prosper you and give you an expected end. Be blessed, and I'll see you on the call tomorrow. Bye-bye, everyone.